Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the Road to Entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their business journeys. Now it's time for our distinguished guest, Caroline Stokes. As I mentioned, she's the author of Aftershock to 2030, and her approach is that it's time to reinvent yourself as a leader. Caroline thinks because the world is changing so quickly that the old rules of leadership are dead and that we have to reframe the way we think about leadership. So very interesting topic. I'm really curious about how do you reframe the way you think?
How do you reframe the way you think? You've got to really look into yourself, which sounds very, very hard for most people that run very, very quickly all day long. And they're very, very focused on what they have to do to obviously make a living and to survive and to, you know, pay the mortgage and do all of those things. And really, we need to rewire the way our brain works to be able to work and to live and to evolve in this era that we're living in. And when I say that, it sounds a bit strange, I have to admit. Just the words coming out of my mouth is like, what the heck am I saying? But when you take into consideration the changes in AI, you had a guest on quite recently. His name was, I think, James Baroud. And he was talking about agentic AI and he was talking about the changes there. Just looking at that as a perspective, when you take into consideration how quickly that will happen, and this is before quantum computing makes everything even faster, we're looking at our world changing so much. Think about it. Past 2 years, we're now using ChatGPT or any other system really rapidly. And the way that we use it, it's actually changing us. It's changing our brain. It's changing our ability to communicate and to ideate and to problem solve. And in some instances, it's impacting our ability to be critical thinkers. So that's just one aspect. The other aspect in the book that I talk about is climate change. As you know, and as we know with regards to climate change, we're in this challenging situation where we're looking at the headlines, we're looking at the news. It doesn't look particularly positive out there. We have a global expectation that we need to get to net zero by 2030. And in some countries, it's 2035. But there have been various global agreements for this to happen. And corporations, governments, the Institute of Justice in Brussels and various other institutions and climate activists and scientists have all been driving towards this particular movement for industry, organizations, leaders, and consumers to change the way that we consume. And that requires us to change our mindset in the process because we have these habits ingrained. We will go and buy things as we would normally do it because we're attached to that. There's a nostalgia associated with it. There are lots of different aspects. We don't want to give up that privilege that we've worked really hard to deserve. So there's a lot of change there. And then on top of that, all of that disruption is changing society as a whole. And that is creating a lot of unrest at work. It's creating unrest in schools. It's creating unrest, you know, at the Thanksgiving dinner table, whereby just being able to create the kind of conversations that we need to create the level of, let's call it equity, that I think we're all looking for to be heard and understood. That trifecta, as I like to call it, is a lot to deal with. And a lot of people will say to me, hey, Caroline, can't we just deal with one at a time? Not really, because they're all converging all at the same time. And we need to be able to see how we are interacting as individuals, interacting with that. So if you're a CEO, how are you interacting with that? How are you interacting with your team? How are you interacting with your consumers and all of the stakeholders? There's a lot going on there.
The problem is it's all happening so fast. I was talking to a psychology professor this morning. She happens to be my neighbor. Long story. But she studies these interactions. And one of the biggest problems that she sees right now is we're only fed the information that we want to hear. So if you don't want to believe in climate change, you don't have to, because there are a lot of people that'll say it's fake when data and science show that it's real, right? And if you don't want to have to use AI, there are people that will say that's okay, but you're only going to really hurt yourself.
I am curious about when we're talking about changing our mindset. Let's give you the opportunity to change my mindset, Caroline. What would I be like after my mindset has been changed? What would be the difference between Richard now and Richard after a changed mindset?
You may not be prepared to hear this.
I'll do my best.
Okay. You're going to be happier. You're going to be happier. There are so many different scientists, psychologists that will say there's a lot of psychological proof out there. There's a lot of scientific proof and a lot of environmentalists that will also say, you know, if you're able to adapt your mindset to understand that, you know, you're actually richer than you think internally and you're able to see that where we are in society, in the world, in the environment, in the economy, where we are, we're actually really, I'm going to use the term blessed. We're fortunate we have our health. If we don't have our health, I know that that's a very different situation. And, you know, if somebody's listening and they're saying, but I feel sick, I'm in constant pain from whatever, you know, they're going to think I'm talking total and utter garbage. So, you know, in the instance that, you know, somebody is doing well, they're comfortable, they have an income, they're able to plot their way forward, you know, that's a pretty happy life. You know, a lot of Buddhists might speak in that particular way. But in general, the mindset shift would be, there would be a centeredness. And it comes from understanding that what got you here requires us to reinvent ourselves quite significantly. And this is why I don't think anybody's going to really appreciate this or want to hear about it, which is that we have to, and this is in my very first chapter, we have to do a mea culpa for what we have done and a mea culpa for what we are about to do.
We have to confess the past sins and confess the future sins.
Yeah, and we don't have to say that publicly. It can just be to ourselves, because sometimes, as you know, you're in the legal profession, so you may not necessarily want to publicly announce those things. There may be consequences, and I don't want to put people in that situation. So I recommend then this is why I call it the inner work, or doing the work, as a lot of psychologists and therapists will say, which is to be able to say, okay, I have done all of these things. Like, for example, I've driven a gas-guzzling car. I have had my air conditioning on for a whole week and, you know, there's been nobody on in the house or whatever. All of these things that may impact the earth or society or, you know, that make us feel quite guilty in some way. So we're able to go, okay, so how am I going to change the future? So let's look at the example of something really basic, like I left my air conditioning on for a week. You may do that, Caroline. I apologize, but I'm going to have to be accountable to myself and I'm going to have to be more disciplined with myself and make sure I turn that off so my carbon footprint is less, which means that global warming is less likely to happen. That's just a little shift. That's a behavioral shift. I'm not talking about, you know, suddenly becoming a monk and going into, you know, a monastery and, you know, going through that kind of shift. We are, you know, we have to live, we have to work, we have to be a part of society and things. But to be able to have those real moments of being able to sit down and go, okay, I need to make these shifts. So that's on a personal side. On a professional side, let's say you're the CEO, Mercedes CEO this week is behind and encourages decarbonization. And that means from a decarbonization perspective, it's rewriting the rule book on how a car is manufactured, produced, distributed through the supply chains, and then ultimately it's brought to you and essentially there's going to be a lower carbon footprint. If he was to do the mea culpa exercise, he would say, yes, we've done our part. Now we have to make dramatic, dramatic changes because we have these massive goals. And to make those massive changes, it's going to cause dramatic injury. And I'm thinking about your listeners right now thinking, you know, if they're truck drivers, they're going to think, hold on a second, why would I want my industry to be disrupted? Where am I going to get my finances from? Where am I going to get my revenue, my wages? So there's a lot to think about on that side. So we won't think about that side. But when we're talking about CEOs and leaders, which is what this book is about, they have to think about the impact their current decisions are going to have on future generations. Because climate change, as you know, from the data that we see from data scientists, you know, in the news headlines, basically since 2023, the UN has said that we've got until 2030 to reverse this kind of hockey curve that's going up on the climate increase, which is causing the floods, the hurricanes, the freak weather conditions, and it's going to get worse.
We're with Carolina Stokes right now, and she's the author of Aftershock to 2030. You can find her at theforward.co, and we're having a really interesting discussion. I'd like to move the focus away from climate change right now and talk a little bit about artificial intelligence. So how does the mindset shift work then if we are trying to cope with the AI?
AI, as you know, is the most phenomenal tool. And we've been using, AI has been observing us for a very long time. You know, we use Netflix. Our mobile phone has known us better than we've known ourselves for a very long time. But since ChatGPT came around in November, December 2022, the world changed so dramatically. So we know that this is a fact. We know that robotics are coming through. We know that farming is now becoming more, I want to say, roboticized. That's not the right phrase. But the fact is that we're using AI so much more. There's a lot of talk about, you know, certain generations or certain people not necessarily using critical thinking to be able to use AI in an effective way. They're taking the data, they're using it as gospel. They're then going down the path of using that data to make their life decisions without pushing back to AI, saying, hey, I think this might be wrong. How about thinking about it in this particular area? So that's where ChatGPT 5 is actually quite useful, because you're able to argue with it. There's a reasoning sense, which is more drawn out, but I think from a critical thinking perspective is actually more useful.
It almost feels like the advances in AI are helping us solve some of these other problems. Now we just have to get away from fossil fuels, but that may be something AI helps us do too, because it really is steering us in order to feed itself to, I think, these renewable sources. Do you agree with that?
100%. It's going to get there, I think, faster than we can imagine. We look at the headlines again that AI is a climate disruptor in the negative sense. And I think I know that there's a positive aspect associated with that. You just have to look at what Moderna did, for example, when they were using AI to build their COVID solution, the vaccine, very rapidly. I'm not sure what Pfizer did. But the really smart people that are smarter than me, that's what they do tirelessly. They look at the data, they try and work out exactly how to move that forward, and they're looking at solutions. And I've also had conversations with people in the data center space and how many are actually evolving from fossil fuels, diesel, and looking at regenerative sources, and the pace and the scale of that. There's an urgency behind it for the simple reason that the AI boom is booming faster than we can even imagine because of our propensity. I'm going to use the term, which is going to be a little bit interesting, addiction to all of the fun things that we can do with AI, with Grok at the moment, with their Imagine. I mean, the people are sending me stuff on Imagine, and I'm thinking, hold on a second, guys, you're using up energy here. So I'm keeping silent, but at the same time thinking, if everybody's doing 5 to 10 of these videos a day because it's fun, how much energy is being used for that? A lot.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, hopefully, too, though, the content is helping people. And so society is getting an advantage by using this energy. We're talking with Caroline Stokes, and she is the author of Aftershock to 2030. We have to take a commercial break. Stay tuned for intellectual property news coming up soon and Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And don't forget to experiment. Oh, and don't forget to experience more of Passage to Profit by subscribing to us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube, or subscribing to our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for the Passage to Profit Show on any of these platforms. Passage to Profit Show, right back after this.
Attention investors. This is a simple commercial on the investment value of gold. Gold continues to make new highs. In good markets and in bad markets, you need to have your portfolio balanced with gold. Learn about owning physical gold or getting a gold-backed IRA. Make this simple call right now.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold. We're offering a 100% risk-free gold guide. gold continues to make new highs. And unlike stocks, gold has never been worth zero. You owe it to your nest egg and future to own some physical gold or set up a gold-backed IRA. Call right now for your free report.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. That's 800-577-4742.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Caroline Stokes, who has written the book, Aftershock to 2030. And we're talking about, how do we adapt to all the rapid change in the world with AI and climate change and everything else that's going on? And one question I wanted to ask her is, can you tell us a story about a CEO who is effectively using AI who will be the CEO of the future?
I love that question, because CEOs will never say it out loud that they are using AI to support their evolution because they're too proud. I'll be direct about that, but I'll give you this example. So this story is about a CEO who, with me as their coach, became AI avoidant to AI curious, and now an AI super user, for the simple reason that when they were AI avoidant, I was working with them as their coach. And I said to them, so I'm seeing that you're in this freeze state. You're in CEO freeze mode, which is an avatar system that I have in the book. And in that freeze state, you're leading in this particular way. You're avoiding all of the hard to discuss things. You're deflecting decisions. You're avoiding all of these really important critical things that are actually going to, you know, submerge your company. So why don't I play with AI with you so you can see how your behavior, your leadership behavior, has been impacting your ability to lead? And I'm going to track for you what the various outcomes will be if you continue down this path. I provided that example, and just like that, he became AI curious. And he slowly and tentatively, week on week, started to get involved with the GPT and was able to see in the moment how his leadership was impacting other people. And then he got hooked. And I say that in an addictive way, but once you realize, and this is a neuroplasticity habit-forming realization that we all have, once we realize that something is actually going to help us move through something that has made us feel very stuck, we get this like a feeling of like a runner's high. You're able to evolve really, really quickly. So then within, and I'm not kidding you, within 3 months, this person became what I would term as a super user, to be able to see how they could improve their presence in meetings, how they were able to communicate more effectively with people that they had issues with, that there was conflict with, they weren't able to communicate more effectively with.
So how would you use ChatGPT or another AI platform to communicate more effectively with somebody if you were having an interpersonal issue? Mm-hmm. What kind of questions would you ask it?
So first of all, your ChatGPT needs to have some kind of idea about who you are as a human, okay? Otherwise, you're going to be getting a real basic overview. And often when you go to, let's say, Harvard Business Review, or you go to Fast Company and you see these, or you read a book, and you'll see all of these different tools, we're unable to connect with how we're able to evolve. So that's the difference between reading a book and then interacting with GPT. So my hack for that, my big secret for this, is that what you do, you put in whatever leadership surveys that you might have. That might include, may even include a Myers-Briggs. It may include emotional intelligence 2.0, overview, a report, a leadership circle report. You can upload those particular reports, or maybe actually do an overview with, or do a deep dive with ChatGPT to understand what your leadership style is. Maybe do some very, very quick and dirty, what I call radical listening with your team to say, hey, what would you like me to change? What would you like to see more of me? What challenges do you need me to solve in the next 6 months? And just feed all of that data into ChatGPT, and then say, let's have a coaching session to determine how I can communicate more effectively with these people that present their issues in this particular way. And you're then being coached in the moment. So when you go into that meeting, or you have that email or Slack session.
I mean, communication, though, is always two-way. We gear our conversation to the people that we're talking to, right? So we want to make sure that we can communicate. How does ChatGPT set it up so that it can kind of anticipate the audience or the person that you're trying to communicate with?
The great thing about ChatGPT is that if you, as a user of ChatGPT, you have some kind of understanding of some psychological terms and say, this person might be avoiding various issues right now. They may be overly stressed. The person that I have conflict with may be overly stressed. They have, you know, family challenges. There's some health challenges going on. We are looking at the issues that are happening globally, and it's going to impact our supply chain. We don't have a runway our runway has been reduced. You know, if you put all of those compounding issues together so that you can create that compassion and that empathy to create the right kind of prompts that the human, let's say the CEO, is able to create, then it works.
I'm going to start putting information about Elizabeth into ChatGPT. And this way, I'm going to be able to figure this out, because I've been working on this for a while. I think I have the secret now.
Okay. You can use it for the law firm right now. Not all of the attorneys like to put their time in. In fact, most of them hate to put their time in, but they do it. But I think it would be interesting to do a...
They do actually have a program now that will calculate your attorney's billable time for them and upload it if you want to do that. I haven't tried it. I have no idea whether it works.
ChatGPT, why do these guys hate putting their time in so bad? And how can I make it better? But maybe that's something.
There's a lot of issues there, let me tell you. But in any case, we're with Caroline Stokes. Thank you very much for the segment. It's been fascinating. Where can people find you?
People can find me on LinkedIn at @OCarolineStokes and at theforward.co.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.